An option to bring young talent to your agency is available through the Partnership for Public Service. The Federal Student Ambassadors Program helps agencies connect with specific universities and colleges. Tim McManus, is Vice President for Education and Outreach at the Partnership. He was here to explain how the program works. And I guess I had Ed McMahon on the brain as I was bringing you on, Tim. I apologize for that.
That's quite all right.
You know, it's Monday, and you get to thinking about the Tonight Show, I guess, if you're me. The Federal Student Ambassadors Program is one that we've discussed before, but this is the time of year, it strikes me, that it's important to have a presence on college campuses as students are trying to figure out, now what the heck do I do?
Well, even more importantly than just having somebody on a campus now, it's important really for somebody to be there year-round. And for the most part, federal agencies can't have somebody there all of the time. And I think that's one of the beauties of the Federal Student Ambassador Program, is that agencies actually use their former interns, train them up to talk about the agency, the benefits, and really tap their own experience at that agency as an intern to promote the program to promote jobs and internship opportunities at the agency on their campus. And that really starts with day one. And I think, you know, so they've got a year-round presence there, number one. Number two is they're hearing it from a really credible source, which is somebody who's actually worked there, even if it's for a short time. And number three is the students know best how to connect to the right students and the right faculty on campuses.
What kind of feedback do the student ambassadors give to you and give to the agencies to be able to help them shape the messages that those organizations put out too?
Yeah, so we really serve as a liaison and a conduit to help keep the ambassadors on track for meeting the agency goals that they're set out to do. Ultimately, you know, they'll feedback things like contacts in and of themselves. So they're developing contacts with other students. They're typically sending agencies the leads that they've generated from those campuses, so that agencies can follow up with more information, informational interviews, things of that sort. They're actually really almost the front facing piece of the agency. So before an agency goes out there, for instance, for a career fair, they can actually set up meetings with faculty and administration and even students, so that they're actually getting an audience for you and getting the right type of students who have actually expressed some interest, not only in the type of work, but the mission of the agency as well. And then I think they're around the messaging, they're always constantly feeding back the, you know, we just met with these types of students, and one of the things that we've actually found with this type of student is that they're not going to career services. They're not going here. They're really looking for jobs and internships through online mechanisms, whether it be Facebook or LinkedIn and everything else. If the agency doesn't have a presence there, really need to build a presence, because that's where everybody else is going.
What kind of success stories are you hearing from this, Tim?
Yeah, I think the success stories vary from just generating interest and making their peers aware of job and internship opportunities that they've never even contemplated. Again, we hear day in and day out almost that you know, a student has talked to one of their friends or one of their peers about an opportunity at the agency, and they're like, "Where is this? I didn't know government did that type of cool stuff." That's some of the more anecdotal things. I think you also see, though, from agencies who actually are really good at you, not only with their ambassadors, but in their entire recruitment efforts, seeing that the number of applications from a campus have actually increased as a result of that ambassador. And not only have the number of applications increased, but those who actually make the cert have increased as well. So what you're seeing is they're not just reaching a ton of students, which it tends to be for most agencies. We're actually at this point in time not worried about the number of applications, and if we are, we ought to be more worried about the quality. And that seems to be where the ambassadors are really thriving and making a difference, is getting to those students that otherwise may have not even thought about government, and the right student, not only in skill set, but also cultural and behavioral set as well.
The other idea here that I think is particularly interesting is the concept that I can decide certain universities and colleges that have the kinds of graduates that are going to be appealing to my organization. I can shape the workforce in such a way that I'm getting the kinds of people that I'm primarily interested in.
You know, that's exactly right. And I'll tell you, one of the agencies that we're working right now on the Federal Student Ambassador Program is using their ambassadors a lot to try to drive and meet some of their diversity recruitment goals, as well as intentional recruitment of veterans as well. And there are a good number of veterans who are on college campuses across the country now as a result of GI bills. And you know, again, if you simply go to a career fair, what's the chances of that you're going to have some vets coming up? You know, it's a crapshoot. These students, these ambassadors on those campuses where veterans outreach, intentional veterans outreach is really important, are meeting with the student veterans groups. They're actually going into classrooms and meeting vets one-on-one as well. Again, not just waiting for somebody to apply to an agency, but doing very intentional outreach. And again, that's one of the key attributes that these folks bring.